بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today our lesson with Aqaid al-Imamiyya for Sheikh al-Muzaffar rahmatullahi alayh. And in the last lesson we discussed the infallibility of the Imam. Let's go over the last topic, then we'll contact with our topic for today, which is attributes and knowledge of the Imam. Infallibility of the Imam. Brothers and sisters, as we know that all the prophets, they are infallible. They are infallible. Infallible, brothers and sisters, that means Imam or prophet, he is what? He is not making mistakes or sins, or never he forget any information. Okay, this is simply infallibility, al-asma. And we finished off this, and we prove it by Holy Quran and some ayah from Holy Quran. And yes, for example, all right. Yes, this is one ayah which is in Holy Quran. وَمَا يَنْطُقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Nor does he, the Holy Prophet, speak from his own desire. This is not but a revelation from us. So this explains that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he was infallible, and definitely the rest of the prophets and messengers, there is no doubt. Some of the Islamic parts, just like Wahhabism, or yes, which they said that the prophet or the some prophets, they are not infallible. Some of them, they talked about the infallibility of Adam alayhi salam. They said wa'asa Adam rabbuhu, wa'asa Adam rabbahu, afwan, wa'asa Adam rabbahu. Yes, they said that Adam alayhi wa ala nabina wa alayhi afdal salatu salam, he did a sin, he commit a sin, or what sin? Disobedience of Allah. No, brothers and sisters, they were having a big mistake, because وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبُّهُ أو وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ, it means تَرْكُ الْأَوْلَى, left the priority, left what he had to do it, and he did something not important. He left the important thing and did another thing which is lesser importance from that thing that he left it. So it is not disobedience. They committed a mistake. And what a big mistake they did it. What a big mistake taking or the man who said it to the hell. So it is not a word. Somebody, they think it is just a word. So what is the mistake? It is just a word or some air I get it out of my mouth. No, brothers and sisters, this word takes the person who said it to hell or to heaven, this word. So we should think hundreds of times before we say a word. Such a word, it is very important. We have to control our mouths, our tongues. Yes, we have to control it. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said, Ya layta raqabati ka raqabati al-ba'ir. I hope that I have a neck just like a camel's neck. Why? In order to think many times of a word before I said it. Definitely, Amir al-Mu'mineen, when he said this sentence or this quote, it is not for him, it is for us. Just advice. Okay, anyway. Now, today we have attributes and knowledge of the Imam. Okay, we knew exactly that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he has his own knowledge from Allah. Every information he has, it is from Allah. It's given to him through the messenger Jibreel. Okay? So, how about the Imams? Does they have the messenger from Allah like Jibreel? Okay. Here we have many issues to discuss and to improve. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, he was in his last minutes in this world, he asked Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam to come closely to his mouth and to whisper inside or in a whisper to his ear. Then Amir al-Mu'mineen, when he came out from the Prophet's speech or whispering, somebody asked Ali ibn Abi Talib, what does he told you? He said, لقد علمني من العلم ألف باب وفي كل باب ألف باب. He taught me from science and knowledge thousand fields. Each field has inside it thousand fields. Oh, so this is very important and very excited. Somebody, if he doesn't believe, okay, now check the history of Amir al-Mu'mineen. He never asked and he said, I don't know. This is first. Secondly, he never taught by a teacher. It's a fact. We know that. We know that. We knew that. Okay? He never has information from others. While others, they came to him to take information. He never went to somebody to solve a problem or to find a solution for something he doesn't know. While we found the first and the second, who's named Khalifa, they all the time they came to Amir al-Mu'mineen and asked him for solution for the problems they had. Even the second one, he said, لا معضلة, I think in its meaning, not exact words, لا معضلة إلا ولها أبا الحسن لولا علي لهلك فلان. We know these things. So we know now that Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, he has the knowledge, he has the information, just like the knowledge and the information of the Prophet himself. Okay. And we believe that an imam after Ali ibn Abi Talib, definitely when I mention Ali ibn Abi Talib, I'm talking generally about the 12th imams from Ali ibn Abi Talib, from al-Hasan al-Mustafa, al-Husayn al-Shaheed, from Ali ibn al-Husayn, Muhammad al-Baqir, Ja'far al-Sadiq, Musa al-Kadhim, Ali al-Ridha, Muhammad Jawad, Ali al-Hadi, al-Hasan al-Askari, al-Khalif al-Hujja, Ajallah Faraj, Sahallah Makhraja, all of them, and even al-Ma'soom al-Siddiqat al-Kubra bi Abi wa Ummi, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi Fatimah al-Zahra. All of them, they have the same details. While I'm talking about Ali ibn Abi Talib, they have the same talk. Okay. We believe that an imam, just like a prophet, must be best of all mankind and attributes of human perfection, such as what? Such as courage, generosity, chasteness, truthfulness, decency, prudence, reason, wisdom, and morality. Okay? So, the evidence on this doctrine is the same as that which we gave for the Prophet, superiority. An Imam receives all divine knowledge and laws as well as information from the Prophet or from the Imam preceding him. Just I recently told you, brothers and sisters, when the Prophet Muhammad on the bed in his last time in this world, then he talked to Ali and he told him all the information that he has. Then the Prophet Imam Ali, when he is the last hour in this life, when Ibn Muljim al-La'in, he killed him, he also talked to his adult son al-Hasan al-Mustafa and he told him the same way all the information that he has. When a new question arises, he must have knowledge of it through inspiration which he receives by way of power, of sacredness that Almighty Allah has placed in him. Hence, when he, definitely brothers and sisters, nobody can have such information, such knowledge, except Imam. Why? Because, let me give you this example. In a school, in one class, we found that there is one student who is clever, who is super than the rest of the students in one class. Okay, while the rest not like him. So this student has the ability of taking information, discussing, analyzing the information, giving a question, putting the answers. He is able. While the rest of the students, no, they don't have the same level. Yes, they have the ability of taking information, but not like him. All right. Which he receives by way of power of sacredness that Almighty Allah has placed in him. Hence, when he gives attention to something and wills to know it, in actuality, he will neither miss nor fail to hit it. You see, when Imam wants to know any information, he just towards himself, toward that thing, he will has all information. He will never miss, he will never take something else, nor fail to hit it. Without reason, based proofs of instructions of minitors. The knowledge of an imam can, however, be increased and intensified as a result. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi used to pray to Almighty Allah saying, let's listen to these glory words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, Rabbi zidni ilma, O Lord, increase my knowledge. Okay, so psychological studies have proven that each human being passes by an hour or several hours in his lifetime during which he can have knowledge of a number of things by intuition, which is part of inspiration. By what? By virtue of the power that Almighty Allah has granted man to acquaint himself with such knowledge. This power, however, differs among people, increase or decrease owing to each man's nature. During such hours, man's mind suddenly gets to knowledge certain things without what? Without intervention of the thought process or instruction of mentors. In fact, each individual can express, each individual can experience such states many times in his lifetime. On the grounds of this experimental fact, demonstrated by ancient and recent philosophers, certain people can attain their utmost inspirational competence. This is what we will talk tomorrow, inshallah, about it. And please be with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.